Healthcare spending made up 5% of total U.S. GDP in 1960. In 2020, spending hit almost 20%.
National polls show Americans believe healthcare prices and drug costs are among their top pocketbook concerns.
Over the past 20 years, the runaway cost of health insurance has outpaced earnings and inflation, leaving our families with less freedom and less money. Families, small businesses, and individuals alike are struggling to find a way to pay for the health care they can't seem to afford. So how are we going to solve this problem? All over the world, technology is changing the way people and society connect and interact. The result? Countless industries are disrupted. But while the rest of the world has changed, insurance and the way we pay for healthcare remains broken and largely the same. What if there was a way we could all pay for healthcare that simply worked better and felt better than insurance? Well, today there is. We are Impact Health Sharing. We are a network of families, individuals, business owners, and small entrepreneurs who want to see the old way of doing things change. We use technology to connect tens of thousands of individuals and families across the nation to simply share and pay each other's medical bills. Old problems can be solved when people come together to leverage their sense of community with technology to control the cost of healthcare.
Save as much as 30 to 70% on your healthcare costs. Get a free quote from Impact by visiting impactmyhealthshare.com. Click the link below or scan the QR code on the screen to visit our website automatically.
Into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. Any state, any entity, any ideology that fails to recognize the worth, the dignity, the rights of man, that state is obsolete. A case to be filed under M for Mankind in the Twilight Zone.
Tuned into the Pete Santilli Show, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not. And now, here's your host, Pete Santilli and his lovely sandwich getter, Deb Santilli.
And here we are for a special broadcast of the Pete Santilli Show. I wasn't going to do one, actually. Craig is coming over the hump here off of Market Ultra. Craig, I'm not going to apologize for anything that I said when I found out about them arresting the father of the U.S. Marine that was blown into hamburger meat as a result of the incompetence of Joe Biden, okay, and his military regime. And on top of it all, he was arrested. I'm not going to apologize because. All right. So I'm very emotional, not only emotionally charged, beyond politics now. All right. Now, I'm going to say, stay with me for a couple of minutes here because I want to give everybody, I titled it to obviously Joe Biden borrowed Hunter Biden's crack pipe. That something was very different about Joe Biden, very different from what he displayed. And I played the clip of Joe Biden sitting there. Here it is, right here. Let me play this. This was Joe Biden the day I played this yesterday. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. Damn it. Here we go.
I have a lot of questions. I better not start the questions. I'll get in trouble.
What's your message for November Tuesday voters?
Everyone's on this site.
Super Tuesday site. Do you have a message for voters?
Okay. Thanks. Come on.
Thank you so much.
Now, that, enough of that. And I will say this, just as a quick pictorial, all right? That was him. Yeah, I played that clip yesterday.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, if you were a CEO and you went from freaking geriatric mumble mess to screaming and talking real fast, I'd have you brought in for a year analysis. There's something wrong, all right? So now I'm saying, obviously, he borrowed his son's crack pipe. Now, sir, you ready? This is where I'm pissed off. And I need to make myself really clear, okay? If Joe Biden killed my son, okay, you better thank your lucky stars that this man showed up and not me, because I'd be over the freaking railing. They'd have to use a freaking MRAP to stop me from getting to Joe Biden. You kill my son, which it's a hypothetical, right? I'm just saying. The voice that you're about to hear right now is a grieving father, all right? Mm-hmm. And I can speak out as to how intolerable my government is towards my fellow Americans. I can speak out, and that's what I'm doing. And I'm speaking with a lot of anger, but it's you can't take me out of context. Nobody should feel threatened. I don't have a son, right? So all of that wouldn't happen. But I'm saying, this man right here that you're about to hear, when I heard it in his voice, a grieving father, right, of a Marine, it was killed by my government, okay?
At Abbey Gate.
Here it is.
In Afghanistan.
Here it is, right here. Here's Joe Biden at the State of the Union. I want you to listen to the father of a United States Marine who was killed by Joe Biden and his regime.
Freedom to be safe, and America is safer today than when I took office. Year before I took office, murder rates went up 30%. 30% they went up. The biggest increase in history. It was then. Through my American Rescue Plan, which every American voted against, I might add, we made the largest investment in public.
So that is Steve Nakui. I'm going to play it again. Mm-hmm. Breaks my heart.
America is safer today than when I took office. Year before I took office, murder rates went up 30%. 30% they went up. The biggest increase in history. It was then.
That man right there, okay? Mm-hmm. I honor him in the following regard. I want to thank him for remaining composed, right? Remaining composed. I want to get him on the show, all right? I would have responded completely different, and that's why I'm not even going back to D.C. I don't want to deal with these people, all right? Does that not hurt your heart to hear that? Doesn't it?
Absolutely, Pete. You know, I mean, the way I look at that is he came, you know, he was, look at him. He's in a suit. He's in a tie, right? Mm-hmm. He picked his moment when he was going to say that, right? He knew it was coming. He was prepared for it. You know, he's obviously hurting inside, you know, burning for the loss of his son. And I think the reason he's there is to say, you know, the state of the union is not good, and this is going to happen to your children. And that's why I'm here doing this. And I don't care what happens to me. You know, you can arrest me, you can do what you want, but I think he would do it again, Pete, right? I think he'd do, if the State of the Union was again next Thursday night, I think he'd show up again once they let him out and he'd say it again, you know? And so what we can't do is become so callous that we don't feel the emotion that this guy's trying to exhibit that he's feeling inside.
They arrested him.
Exactly.
I want to know who those people are, whoever did that, because any law enforcement officer can
it's
use their
the
own discretion.
Shot Ashley Babbitt.
Yeah,
right?
Probably.
That shot Ashley Babbitt, right?
Probably.
Or that stomped Roseanne Boyle into the ground.
Who's the one? Okay, they put him in handcuffs. What is the purpose of putting him in handcuffs? You would want to put me in handcuffs, not him. He was just screaming, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have screamed. I would have very swiftly and very decisively come over the railing and grabbed Joe Biden by the esophagus and pulled it out of his freaking neck and say, this is for my son that you killed, you freaking bastard. You bastard.
So he was there. For the State of the Union, people are allowed to, representatives, Pete, are allowed to invite a certain amount of people, to bring a certain amount of people. And they're not allowed to say who they can or cannot bring, right? So Lakin Riley's family turned their invitation down. But this man, Steve Nakui, he accepted his invitation by Representative Mast to be one of his guests at the State of the Union. And if you guys recall, remember when President Trump did a State of the Union, or was it a debate? I think it was a debate, but he invited all the women that Bill Clinton had raped. Remember that? And set them in the front row. It's very unnerving to the person who is standing up there giving the speech. But so what happens is he yells out, 13 Marines killed, right? He kept saying that over and over again. And so they took him out in the hallway and handcuffed him. And here's what the reports are saying happened next, that he refused to shut up when they told him to.
Oh my God.
So
they
arrested him and charged him with a misdemeanor for interrupting the president's speech.
An official proceeding.
Yeah.
You know what? That makes me even more upset. So they kill his son. He speaks out, and they arrest him for speaking out.
Well, here's what's even more egregious. All week long, these Palestinian people who are siding with Palestinians have interrupted the House chamber and all of these people. I think everybody's got it this week from them. They've come in and interrupted these speeches, and not one of those people have been arrested for it. They just hauled them out, right? They interrupted speeches all week. I've watched video all week of this happening, and nobody up until Mr. Akui had been arrested for interrupting a speech. And actually what he did was pretty minor, as you're saying, as compared to what he could have done when he got in there. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Craig, we're going to let you go.
Okay.
But I do want to say this. I'm just going to tip everybody off as to how important this weekend is. You know how important it is. You know how important the 27th is, right? You know how important it is that we're going to be meeting with Tom Rentz on the 27th for something that has everything to do with what's coming up this weekend. I want every single person. And by the way, you know, I try to get you to mash the thumbs up button and we have fun with it. And I berate you and everybody hides behind their computer. But that's not what we're talking about here. I need all hands on deck right now. Everything that I've been working for the past couple of years to inspire people in 3,134 counties And then getting the right group of people to help support that effort with all my fellow talk show hosts and independent media, all of the major influencers like Attorney Tom Rentz, Dr. Artis. We're going to bring Dr. Peter McCullough into the mix, right? He's actually, I'm scheduling an appointment with him. This impact health thing is just one bite at the apple here. There's a whole bunch of other things. I'm meeting with the company that's behind this effort. They have tens of thousands of reps already, and I'm going to call them MAGA. They want to make America great again, and they are making America great again at ACN. Tens of thousands of reps. We're going to go to market with Ultra MAGA, right? And in the spirit of reviving American entrepreneurism, right? And also getting people that don't want to be an entrepreneur, great products and services. You're going to rely upon the entrepreneurs, and you're going to benefit from the entrepreneurs. They're going to bring you affordable health care. And by the way, for just a raise of your hand, raise your hand if you've got Blue Cross and Blue Shield. And raise your hand if you can tell me whether or not Blue Cross and Blue Shield is not giving money for transgender reassignments and freaking penises on people's foreheads and Planned Parenthood. You can't. You can't. So we're going against that. And that's happening this weekend. So go to impactmyhealthshare.com. Get a quote. Why get a quote? Because I want you to become part of this effort that even if you don't need Impact My Health Share and you're doing fine and you don't even want to go to the hospital, you don't want to spend money for health care, I want you to refer to other people that may need it, okay? I want you to do that. Plus, I'm going to be doing presentations here as we break away. You're going to be seeing, I'm going to invite you to some of the presentations to educate you on what it is. We'll invite you to a Zoom call. I'm going to training this weekend. And coming out of this weekend, I'm going to start doing my own presentations on what this is about and where we're going. And where we're going is in a big place, I believe. Craig, don't you?
Yeah, I think so, Pete. You know, and as I jump out of here, I think the big thing that, let me just add something to that is that if we can't let that, Mr. Nakui, right, inspire us to do something, that's either do something for ourselves or share this with someone else. If we can't allow that to inspire us to do certain things, to try to turn the system around, then, I mean, we might as well throw in the towel now because, just trying to connect all this stuff. I mean, I heard those voices last night during that speech. I didn't know what it was. I was listening in a hotel room, so I couldn't hear it very well, couldn't rewind it. But now that you show that, I mean, it does. It brings a whole new level of commitment to what we're doing. And, I just, whether it's hit a like button or whether it's get involved with Impact Health or whether it's whatever it is for you and then sharing it with everyone else. I just from the top and the bottom and all parts of my heart, I just hope people hear this and do something, right? Do something to turn this around because, we can't sit on our couch. We can't just do this. And it's great that you're consuming, but you're called here for a reason to do something more, and I just hope that everyone can reach out and do that because we have to stop that. If you can't let your heart bleed for what that man did and what he's been through and what he's trying to save other people from going through, if you can't let your heart bleed for that, we just have to be involved. So with that, I wish everyone a great weekend. I hope you guys have a great show. So sure. Thanks for having me on.
Oh my goodness. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you, through the weekend as well, Craig. Have a great event. Don't speak of the specifics, but and don't tell anybody where you're located because you're hanging out with me and weird things can happen. Okay? Trust me.
All right. Thanks, everyone. God bless.
Yeah. Thank you, Craig.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, all right, it's going to be a short update, right? I wasn't going to do the show at all because I have to go. I have travel to do. All right?
Yeah.
So just keep this in mind. I'm going to take care of some housekeeping items. All right. Housekeeping items. And what are the housekeeping items? Number one, I want you to go to impactmyhealthshare.com. And if you're in our chat threads, the mods are going to drop the link. By the way, somebody dropped something in, and I deleted it. It's not censorship. Somebody says, oh, don't hate me. President Trump is a Mason. Well, guess what? If he's a Mason, I'm going to freaking join If President Trump was a Mason, all right, I'm going to go down to the freaking the Freemason Lodge and join. I want to be a Mason if Trump is a Mason. How about that? Mm. Right? So I don't care. If Trump is a criminal, guess what? I'm going to vote for him because I want a criminal Mason that is hated by the establishment. That's what I want. So whatever he is, just make a list of things. That's what I want to be and what I want to do. Okay? So you dropping your little fake internet account to, you know, you're probably hiding behind a GCHQ or an NSA a computer anyway. You can't stand Trump, so you need to attack Trump. Even if you don't like Trump, what's the alternative? The alternative is I want to Zyklon B you, all right? Like there's people out there proudly saying, like this Filipowski guy, he's out there saying 30% of the non-Trumpers and the Nikki Haley supporters aren't even going to vote. You know what? Line those freaking people
That's
up.
That's not true.
Line them up at the freaking gas chamber, okay? Get rid of them as well. Let us know who you are that are stay. If you stay at home, you deserve to be Zyklon B with the communists. Okay, sorry, but that's what I'm going to say. You rise up. You sitting at home is just what a typical Republican does. Nothing. Okay, and that's why we're in this mess. Look at the Wolf, 92, $20. Pete Depp, thank you for the show. I came upon it last year. I'm a Marine as well and was on YouTube last night with a bunch of veteran buddies, and we were pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the Wolf, listen to me. If that was your son, okay, and let's speak Marine to Marine, all right? That's a Marine's dad, right? So I would want my dad to remain composed. I wouldn't be. I would literally be running down onto the freaking podium, and nobody would be able to stop me. You would not be able to stop me. I would have jumped over the balcony, run down, and grabbed... I would have grabbed Joe Biden by the esophagus and ripped it out of his freaking neck. I would have if that were my son. But it wasn't. And that's why I applaud Steve DeCooey.
Yeah.
I applaud him for remaining composed. Whoever that person was that arrested, arrested Steve DeCooey.
I believe it was the Capitol Police, actually.
Yeah. Here's the guy. Yeah.
I stayed up until 1 o'clock in the morning gathering all of these video and listening to get all of this right. Now, Tucker Carlson did a live. It was the first time Tucker Carlson came on and did a live rebuttal at the end. It lasted for a little over an hour and a half, I think. He brought Alex Jones on to give a summary and just different people, and it was fantastic. It really was fantastic.
By the way, this guy right here is the guy that arrested him. This guy right here.
Well, he had a whole group of crowd of them on him.
Yeah, any Capitol Police officer like this guy right here that puts this man in handcuffs deserve to have his freaking balls knocked in, okay?
And by the Marines. He did not resist. He just wouldn't shut up.
Yep. Why would you put him in handcuffs?
Isn't that terrible?
Why would you put this man in handcuffs?
Because they arrested him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's such a danger to society. You know what? This place has gotten so far out of control. We need to send a bunch of Marines into the Capitol to go look for these pukes that put that dad. That's disrespect. To the father of a fallen United States Marine.
Speaking of disrespect, when Joe Biden entered the forum there, the chamber, Marjorie Taylor Greene met him, and she had on her Make America Great Again hat and her Trump garb, and she had Lake and Riley pin on, and she handed one of the pins to Biden and said, say her name, right? So when he started talking about the border. She started arguing with him, yelling at him to say Laken Riley's name. He picked up the pen that the, you know, the pen that with her picture on it, and said, yes. And he called her Lincoln. Lincoln Riley did not even know that girl's name. It was so disgusting. I was like, oh my gosh, it would have been better if you just didn't say it at all. He had no clue who she is. None. Can you believe that? Lincoln, he called her. Lincoln Riley. He. It was so, can you terrible. Imagine how her parents felt when he did that? Just disrespectful.
This is beyond politics.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Oh, yeah.
Way beyond politics, yep. Folks. Okay, so let me take care of some housekeeping items. This is what I want everyone to do. And by the way, if you join me in this spirit, okay, I'm going to spend all of my time with you, okay? Mm. I'm going to spend all my time with you. I will be dedicating my life. I'm not going to be begging people to be punching, you know, thumbs up buttons anymore. I'm done with that. This weekend, I'm transitioning away from the apathetic buzzard, and I'm going to focus all of my time. What?
Nothing.
I mean, that's not a bad
chuckle.
Thing.
That's it. Huh?
I mean, you should all want to join me. And sure. If you don't, that's okay. If I got four people in the corner that are sick and tired of the apathetic buzzard Americans that won't even speak out about that, you know, about this, you know, as stuff like this. This is symbolic. There should be so much outrage. Okay. You probably didn't even have any Republicans speaking out about it. Like, how dare you arrest that freaking Marine?
Oh, yeah. They're speaking about it now, because a lot of people, just like you, did not know what was going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, it took a while for people to figure out what the man was saying.
You know, I'm going to call the Capitol Police and tell them, wipe out the charges, release them. Okay. And you need to sit down with those Capitol Police officers that put him in handcuffs, and you give him a freaking scolding and say, don't you ever do that again, ever.
Oh, the visual is terrible this morning. Another thing they did last night, just really quick, the things that he talked about, he said that the economy was great. He threatened the Supreme Court and said that they just didn't understand how powerful women are and how powerful their vote is, but they're getting ready to find out. He literally said that, very menacing too. Looked right at the Supreme Court justices who came and threatened them. He also said that he was going to ban assault weapons and ammunition and the ammunition that goes with it, and directly threatened the Second Amendment. And of course, by his own actions and what he said.
Hello, who is this?
They.
Kevin Manson, how can I help you?
Is this U.S. Capitol Police in D.C.?
Yes.
Yeah, do me a favor. My name is Pete Santilli, and I'm a talk show host, commentator, and I'm going to tell you something right now. The guys that arrested the gentleman that was screaming at the State of the Union, and you guys arrested him, you need to release him, wipe his charges out, and you need to scold those officers that put Mr. Nkui, who lost his son, United States Marine. They put him in handcuffs. He spoke out. He used his speech, and okay, you put him in handcuffs.
Off, but I'm not going to be able to assist you. I'm going to transfer the public information officer.
No, you know what? You're not. No, you're going to take this down. You tell everybody there at the U.S. Capitol that Pete Santilli, you freaking stupid Momo, okay? You freaking chimp. Public information officer, huh? Really? You think this is public information?
He's not going to answer. I'm sure they're getting all kinds of calls, right?
Hello?
I just called
to warn the Capitol Police that the Capitol Police officers that arrested Mr. Nkui last night, that you need to wipe out his charges, let him go. He used his speech, and we're in the United States of America, okay? I don't care what you guys got going in D.C. When a Marine dies and his father speaks out, you don't put him in handcuffs in this fucking country. Do you understand that? You bunch of fucking communists.
Calm down.
No, I'm not calming down. Are you calm down? How about if I was Joe Biden and I killed your family members?
The way you're talking to me.
Hey, you know what? Hey, listen. You talk is the least of your concerns. Okay? You want to arrest the father of a United States Marine for speaking out? Really?
Call your member.
You think
call
talk?
Your member.
Huh?
Call your member.
My member? What do you think this is? You think this is a political game I'm talking about here? You think I'm messing around? When a Marine dies and his father speaks out, you freaking communist, you better freaking, the talking is the least of your concerns, you freaking communist. You kill my son, huh? I'm going to speak out about it. I'm speaking out. What are you going to do? Put me in handcuffs? Come freaking get me. Come on. Bring your freaking cuffs. What they did to that father of the fallen Marine is not only unacceptable. If these freaking Republicans in Congress don't rise up and demand that all those charges be released and he's issued an apology, I'm going after the Republicans, okay? Not the Capitol Police. The Capitol Police will do what you let them get away with. And if these Republicans in Congress allow them to get away with that, I'm going after the Republicans. Okay? I'm so outraged. Talking. We're not talking anymore. We're freaking coming after you. We're coming after you. They need to be removed. This guy right here, this police officer, needs to be reprimanded formally. He used his speech. We don't put people in handcuffs for speech. Do you understand that? We do not do that in the United States of America. If you're too much of a pussy that doesn't know how to restrain somebody, okay? Because that's what you would do. If you're worried about him doing something violent, right? If you're worried about that, there's ways to restrain somebody. When you put somebody in handcuffs, that means they've violated the law. You've arrested them for violating the law, right? Correct? You're under arrest. You don't use handcuffs to overpower people because you didn't like what they said or how they said it. You don't do that in this freaking country. And if that shit doesn't change, I'm going after the Republicans. My beef right now is with the Republicans. He's the father of a United States Marine who used his speech. And he had his handcuffed. Yep. He had his hands cuffed.
There should have been representatives who went out in that hallway and surrounded him and refused to let them put handcuffs on him in the first place.
Absolutely. I'm not backing away from this. I applaud. He should be commended for using such restraint and not going after Joe Biden.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. He's the father of a fallen Marine. He used his speech.
Well, you know, Biden was talking about how great he is, right? And how great they've done with the military and all of this stuff. And boy, I mean, this man took offense to it. And who could blame him? I mean, seriously.
Listen to his voice. I'm going to play it again. And if you're not as outraged, and by the way, I don't care how many people are outraged. I don't care. I don't care how many Marines right now are going to remain quiet behind their computers. I don't care. Now's the time you freaking speak up. And I'm not talking about bringing violence. I'm talking about something freaking worse. Worse. I'm talking scorched effing earth. I want these freaking communists gone from D.C. Turn off their effing water, okay? Turn off their electricity, all right? If you become that destructive to our country, to not be able to protect and stand in the line of fire to defend somebody's, especially a fallen Marine's dad, his speech.
Well,
if you're not in this country, you better be speaking out or forever hold your effing peace.
Well, I got to tell you this, too. The one thing that Joe Biden really went after was the January 6th prisoners and the people who were there on January 6th. Once again, calling them political.
I'm going to say this, not to gloss over it. It's political because guess what's going to happen? Politically, guess what's going to happen?
What?
100 million people are going to vote for President Trump, and at 12:01 on January 20th, right? No matter how many, I'm going to say, you know what? You went out there to, you know, you went inside the Capitol. You got to freaking take one for the Gipper, all right? You're going to have to sit there and eat bologna, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, right? But guess what? At 12:01 on January 20th, 2025, they all walk out the door. Everybody's alive, right?
Mm-hmm.
On that, this is something different right here. This right here, I'm going to let you listen to it again. This is the voice. And if you, and if folks, if you don't understand the difference between a political prisoner, okay, a political prisoner. If you go to D.C. and you become a political prisoner, everybody says that they're willing to put their lives on the line. We also need to be willing to go eat bologna for a couple of years if you're going to go to D.C. and you're playing with fire. And that's political, right? But when a Marine dies and his father speaks out, you freaking use the full force of the government to protect that man who's grieving. And you apologize to that man. That's what you do. Our Gold Star mothers, fathers, the ones that are left behind. All right? The pain. A Marine. I can die. You can kill me. Piece of cake. I'll freaking burn up on that one. You better make sure you freaking get me on the first shot, okay? You better. I'll freaking die in a heartbeat, right? But it's very sad who's going to be left behind. It's very, very sad. We have to protect those people. We do. And what is happening right here is one of the most unacceptable things in this freaking country, and I'm fed up with it. I am fed up with it. I'm calling upon every single effing Marine right now. I'm calling right now on behalf of Chesty Puller. Right now, if you don't respond to what I'm saying and respond appropriately, up to and including making sure that these people are evacuated from freaking D.C., the United States Marine Corps is beholden to one thing: God, country, and Marine Corps. Okay? One thing. God, country, and Marine Corps. I'm going to say it again. One thing. Count it. God, country, and Marine Corps. Time to freaking rise up, Marines, because these Americans have lost their effing way. They don't respond after they find out that thousands of people jumped out of the freaking building on 9/11, okay, because John Brennan let the hijackers into the country. They don't respond to that, right? But it's time for Marines. We come to the freaking, we rise up to the honor of this Marine, of the fallen. He got blown up by our fucking government. And if you're not stepping up right now, I don't care. I will. It's that last freaking Marine that you need to worry about, and that's me. That's me right now. I'm going to speak out. These are the words I'm going to use on behalf of that man, and I commend Stephen Nkui for being a much better representative for what I'm talking about. Okay?
Freedom to be safe, and America is safer today than when I took office. Year before I took office, murder rates went up 30%. 30% they went up. The biggest increase in history.
You freaking puke. You son of a bitch. You effing puke. You fucking bastard. Okay?
That's so he yells out there. He yells out his son's name.
He did. He did.
And here's the thing. Every freaking Marine better rise up to this.
He doesn't know who that is.
Uh-huh.
And he's lying to the American public saying we're safer. Okay, this isn't a Trump thing. I don't want to politicize this.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say that if my commander in chief was President Trump, okay, my Marines wouldn't have died. I'm going to tell you that right now. President Trump would have never done what Joe Biden did to those Marines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if you're a freaking Marine, you can stand with me, but I don't care. You already know. They already know. They're not offended by that. You know that? Every freaking Marine holds his own. If you're not effing pissed off right now to stand up for the honor of that man, You heard that grieving man speak out. And here's where I want you to get really upset. He spoke with words as an ambassador for the First Amendment. Okay? He spoke out and he got put in freaking handcuffs by these communists. And you as United States Marine have sworn an oath that has not expired. Mine hasn't expired. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm using my speech right now to speak out in opposition to it. We need to speak out right now in opposition to what was just done to that Marine's father. Otherwise, this freaking country is done. I'll go join freaking Vladimir Putin's army. Fuck this country. And that's right, that's an F-bomb too. And your sons and daughters that are younger better hear my words, okay? Better hear my words. This is family friendly. Family friendly. All of your sons and daughters better hear my freaking words. You rise up to this freaking crap or our country's finished. I will not tolerate a United States Marine's father going in handcuffs for speaking out in opposition to the death of his son. So help me God, I will not let that be done. And you fellow Marines, okay, if you're stuck on woketard, get out of my effing way. Get out of my way. And Marines are not offended by that. They're not threatened, okay? They will join me. They will join me. The Capitol Police are outnumbered, okay? I'm gonna tell you this right now. They can't put enough of us in freaking handcuffs to speak out against this, okay? They cannot. You don't have enough freaking handcuffs. You want me to call the police again and say, come put some freaking handcuffs on me for using my speech? I'm speaking out, and I'm going to tell you something right now. What you did was inappropriate. You better wipe out those freaking charges. Freaking charges, I said. You better wipe out the charges. You better apologize to the father of that fallen Marine, right? You better do it, or you're going to hear the loudest freaking roar from the United States Marine Corps. We're not going to back down from this. We're going to speak out. You don't have enough cuffs to put on us for freaking speaking out in opposition to what you're doing. And that's what I'm calling for right now. Speak out. The telephone number to call right here, it's a special little line. They're going to answer it. It's 202-224-9806. This isn't a threat. This is America. If you believe that our U.S. Constitution is a threat, please give me your freaking name, rank, and serial number. Okay? Give me your freaking badge number if you think that that's a threat. Threat. I got a promise for you. We will stand up for his First Amendment right to speak out. We will not tolerate that. I'm fed up with this now. And by the way, you see, when it happens to my family, I got a dog in the fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff happens to other people. You don't want to fight. Listen, Americans let their family members go get pulled into a hospital and injected with remdesivir and die, and they don't do anything. I say, you know, you're pathetic. You're pathetic. All of you that let your family members get injected with remdesivir and you didn't go and burn that freaking hospital down, you're disgusting. You kill my family member with remdesivir? Deb Jordan, what do you think would happen if somebody tried to poke you with remdesivir?
Oh, you would.
It ain't going to happen.
No.
It ain't going to happen, okay? It's not going to happen. But I'm saying, that's my family, my life. I will defend it.
Mm-hmm.
What I suggest you do is don't inject my family members with remdesivir. That's it. If you want me to remain peaceful, I'm really oppositional to you trying to kill my family. Sorry. If that becomes illegal, let me know. Stay away from my family, okay? Now, when it happens
people
to other people.
People are wanting that number again.
The telephone number.
Take it down.
The telephone number is 202-224-9806. The number for the U.S. Capitol Police is 202-224-9806. Do not threaten people, but be very vocal. They better freaking remove those charges. I'm gonna bring him on the show, and we're gonna freaking have at it, okay? Mm-hmm. And we're gonna speak out about how disgusting this is, okay? They better have those charges removed from him. And here's the second layer. First of all, the U.S. Capitol Police need to step up and do the right thing. And if they don't, guess what? The second layer are the Republicans. okay, that better demand that he's issued an apology for using his First Amendment, his protected speech. And I'll tell you what, there are no public proceedings. We need to make it a law that a public proceeding can, in fact, get interrupted by the parents of the fallen, excuse me. Mm. You need to make it a new law that all public proceedings, we take moments of silence for the fallen at a public proceeding. We should also be able to take moments of frickin' grieving and anger. Or is that all a frickin' hoax? Mm. How many times have we ever heard or had a moment of silence? What are we going to do? Put people in handcuffs, huh? For interrupting a government proceeding because we took a moment of silence? Oh, you can do a moment of silence, right? You can do it for political theater, right? And get everybody whipped up into a frothy frenzy to go die for George Bush and his WNDs, right?
Yeah.
You can go take those moments of silence for the fallen and all of your fake freaking propaganda, right? You can do that. But guess what? We should be able to interrupt the proceeding with grieving and anger. And if that can't happen, then change the fucking law.
He didn't hurt anybody. That's the point. And he was...
my government hurt him.
Well, I mean, I've watched all week video after video being put out on the internet with these pro-Palestinian crazies interrupting official meetings, right? Interrupting speeches. Did you see Joe Biden? Do you know why Joe Biden was late? Do you know why he was late last night?
Because of protests.
Because the Palestinian protesters swarmed the streets of D.C. by the thousands, and he couldn't get through. Right? Mm. Threatening and stopping traffic. I haven't heard of any arrest.
Okay, listen, women, mothers of America, you better, and if you're not, I'm going to stand all by myself on this, okay? There's protests, there's political theater, there's all that stuff. There's all that, okay? That let's set that aside, right? How you respond to that back and forth, you go vote, wipe them out, right? You just do that.
Mm-hmm.
This right here is something very different, okay?
Yeah.
His son died.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's my position. We're not talking about me calling for political violence and it's not freaking political. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? It's not political. Mm-hmm. You killed his son, all right? That's a problem, right? Mm-hmm. But he spoke out about it. He spoke out about it. And then you put him in cuffs. It's bad enough you killed his son. And dealing with that, I mean, you can't bring him back, right?
That's right.
We have to hold people accountable. You need to remove Joe Biden as commander in chief, right? Remove him. It really is a political thing. A Marine that puts himself, you know, and you get all geared up and you're sitting at the freaking gate. Yeah, you're expecting to get blown up, right? Mm. All Marines know this, right? They know this.
Yep.
But when the father speaks out about it, that's another thing. But on top of it all, you put him in handcuffs. Really? In the United States of America? Really? And you think you're going to get away with that?
Mm-hmm.
I say, hell no. The telephone number is 202-224-9806. Okay? And if we don't have an uprising as a result of this, I don't care. Because guess what? I'm a one-man freaking upriser. I will speak out, and I'm not going to keep my mouth shut about that. And anybody have a problem with that and considers that to be radical or extreme, okay, let me know who you are so I can delete you from my life. I want to be deleted. I want you deleted. Anyone thinks that that's extreme, because it's not. It's not an extreme concept to be outraged by what just happened with that right there. That right there. I would say that right there is way over the line. Way over the line. You can destroy my country and the border and do all that. You can do all of that stuff. You can. And we just got to undo that. Shame on us for allowing you to even get an office.
But you can't undo a dead Marine.
You cannot do that. And when the father speaks out and you put him in handcuffs, I'm gonna get in your face. Huh? I'm gonna get in your face.
Yeah,
you better. I think I'm joking.
Hello, Cisco Unity Connection Messaging System. From a touch-tone telephone, you may dial an extension at any time.
Yeah.
I did not recognize that as a valid entry. Hello, Cisco Unity.
Yeah, they just closed their phone lines down. You guys are blowing it up. There's plenty of other numbers. You can go look it up, okay? You can. Everyone's like, give me the number. You know what I say? Go look it up, too. If the number gets blown up, go find another one. Because that's what we're going to do. We're going to shut their phone lines down. We can speak out about this, right? Can we not? I'm calling 727-1000. Hello? Hello?
This message in its entirety. To better serve you.
Oh, serve me. You better serve me. Huh?
It takes so long to get through to them.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, you got to find the right one. Call a non-emergency number. Okay? 224-0911 is the U.S. Capitol Police over at the Senate. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You know, it's not 911. I'm calling a non-emergency line. I'm calling, but you guys keep hanging up. I'm calling to demand that Mr. Nakui has all of his charges that U.S. Capitol Police brought against him yesterday for being disruptive of some government proceeding, that you need to wipe out those charges. Hello? Or you want to hang up on me? They think they can hang up on me. Okay. The telephone number is 202-224-0911. That's not an emergency line. Okay. 202-224-0908 is the watch commander's office. Okay. Call the non-emergency lines.
Command center.
Yeah, I was wanting to find out. I've requested. My name is Pete Santilli, former United States Marine. I'm calling for the Capitol Police to reverse the charges and putting a Marine's father in handcuffs for using his speech. When are you guys going to have those charges reversed?
You can contact your local congressman.
No, I'm contacting you.
PIO.
You're not going to give me a PIO. You're going to listen to me. Write my name down. My name is Pete Santilli. I'm going to freaking, your phones are going to be absolutely, here it is. Call her, okay? That bureaucrat that wants to shuttle me off. Call 202-224-0908. Speak out. Do not threaten anybody.
Somebody just put the PIO center, 202-224-0908. 1677.
Now, and listen, I want everybody right now, contact their...
Thanks for that.
Contact them. Contact the telephone number. Mm-hmm. Do not threaten anybody. You demand that those charges be released. Now, if they don't do it for themselves, here's the next line of defense, is the Republicans need to be running over to that office saying, you better release this guy and apologize to him right now. Mm-hmm. That's what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's no threats. You can't do anything, but make your demands very well known. If you're a United States Marine, you'll respond to the call of duty right now. All right, so way over. I need to go. I need to go. We're going to.
So
I'm going to play this one more time.
I would suggest everyone, real quick, before the day's over, please go back and listen to Joe Biden. In his speech and in its entirety, write down things that you have questions about and do contact your representatives.
Yeah, and here's another thing.
You need to be blowing up their phones over what he was saying last night.
Hold on a second. Here's the main thing. You ready? If the Republicans are not filing an FEC complaint, then they're feckless and weak. You don't use the halls of government for a political rally.
And that's what he did. That's what it was.
Well, he can do that. He needs to cover through his campaign, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He needs to cover the cost of that campaign rally.
Right?
Right. How much money was spent?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Is that an unreasonable request?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Deb Jordan, is what my outrage that I'm expressing, is it an unreasonable, extreme concept to speak out in opposition to putting that man for using his speech as the father of a fallen Marine? Mm. Is it inappropriate and extreme for me to be outraged?
No.
Okay.
Of course not. I think that's very... It's very normal.
Very appropriate.
As far as I'm concerned,
I'm not going to let it go. Now, yeah. Other things that happen, I could get upset about it. Yeah, oh, well, you know, I got to go vote them out, right?
Mm.
You respond politically to political stuff. Even if people are... Seriously, I was a political prisoner, you know, mm-hmm. for 619 days.
Yeah.
Shame on me for poking freaking Hillary Clinton. You poke Hillary Clinton, you get put in a can for 619 days. Guess what? Maybe you shouldn't poke Hillary Clinton. But I'm going to say this. I'm her worst freaking nightmare. Mm-hmm. I'll take the 619 days and raise you a freaking execution for your crimes against the United States of America. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You think I'm done yet? But I'm not butthurt about the 619 days as a political prisoner or the other political prisoners, right? That's the game you play. When you go to D.C. and you play with fire, you might get burnt, right? But you lived, and you're going to walk out the door on January 20th at 12:01. You put handcuffs on a Marine's dad. Those are fighting words.
Mm-hmm.
Those are fighting words. Those are fighting words right there. Here he is. Listen to this grieving man. I will not tolerate this.
Freedom to be safe. And America is safer today than when I took office. The year before I took office, murder rates went up 30%. 30% they went up. The biggest increase in history. It was then.
He said, remember.
Through my American Rescue Plan, which every American voted against, I might add, we made the largest investment in public safety ever.
I want to speak to him. I want Ashley to contact Steve Nakui.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to speak to him personally. And I want to thank mm-hmm. him for being a great ambassador of the First Amendment, speaking out at the very appropriate time where millions of people are watching mm-hmm. and bringing attention to the opposition to what Joe Biden was saying about America being safe, because
yeah.
it's not. And I want to thank him for remaining composed.
Mm.
And also tell him I would not have been. And I'm serious, I commend him for his composure, because if it was my son, you wouldn't have been able to stop me. And that's not a bad reflection on him. That's why I'm not there. You know what I mean? Maybe that's why right. God didn't give me a Marine son, you know, under mm-hmm. Joe Biden. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm blessed with not being in that scenario, because I would not remain composed. I want to speak to him. Let's get Ashley to contact him. I'm going to bring him on the show, and I want everybody else to fulfill your duties. All right?
Amen.
All right. So all here's right. the next thing. Also... politically, what are we going to do? We're going to respond to the call? Yes, we are. Everyone needs to be armed with a Trumpinator bobblehead. Okay? You must, right?
These are great, aren't they?
For the political solutions to our problems. And if you don't like the bobblehead, and by the way, you can purchase it by texting Pete to 70301. A link will be sent to you. All right? Or you can get... the black
I love that.
And gold coin. Text black coin to 70301. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. Or if you don't like that and you really appreciate, like, I love my outlaws, you know, like mm-hmm. President Donald J. Trump. I want this one right here. You can get a gold coin with, and this is a very special one. It's a gold coin.
Mm-hmm.
It says never surrender, and it's of President Trump's mugshot on a gold coin.
Right.
Text gold coin to 70301. All right.
I like that one too.
You do?
Yeah.
And if you're really, really proud of our president and you want to get the bobblehead of him
Isn't
hugging the
great?
American flag, text Santilli to 70301. Text Santilli to 70301. All right. Text famous to 70301 if you want a trading card. All right. Text famous if you want a trading card.
Those are awesome too, huh?
They are.
A lot of people are into those trading cards. You know that, right?
What's that?
A lot of people are into trading cards.
They are, especially especially we MAGA patriots, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We MAGA patriots love our trading cards. So I want to keep that on the screen for a second because you can also scan the barcode, all right?
Mm. Yep.
You can scan the barcode.
Yeah.
I love, love, love the gold coins, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I also love, I love President Trump hugging the flag. Right?
I think that one's great.
And for the children, you can get, because he shall be back, right?
The be
text,
back bear.
Be back bear, right? Be back to 70301. And speaking of gold coins, guess what?
What?
Goldco.com. Order your free gold IRA kit by visiting goldco.com/Pete, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just going to get a free kit. Or call 855-614-1681. Now, you're not going to be able to get Trump gold coins, but if you want to protect your 401k from becoming a 301k, 201k, 101k, if you're worried about that, then contact our sponsor, Goldco. Go to that website and do that. Now, here's the final marching order. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody get on our locals channel, all right? I am going to be literally ditching, okay, all of the buzzards for my life, Americans especially, right? And I'm going to focus on serving our beloved supporters and those that are willing to step up and do something in our country, right?
Mm-hmm.
Making America great again, right? I'm going ultra MAGA starting this weekend. And the way you join that effort, go get a free account. Free. It's going to be free over at Locals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody go over to Locals and the... the QUX boxes, all that stuff that's coming up across the bottom of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm meeting with Gavin. But go to petesantilli.locals.com/support. You don't have to even pay. Just get a free account. Anybody that's on our Locals channel, I'm going to be spending all my time with our Locals subscribers and members. All right? This coming into this weekend. And you'll see why. For starters, I'm meeting with the CEO of Impact, right?
Yeah.
So you'll find out about that. Land on that page. If you're interested in becoming an affiliate, I'm actually going to training classes this weekend on how to help people get off the ground as an affiliate, start a small home-based business. And if people say, I can't afford health insurance, or I can't afford to support you, Pete, or I can't afford it, but here's the bottom line. That's okay. Because guess what? We're going to change that. We're going to change that. If you can't afford to do anything right now, I'm going to come back out of this weekend to make sure that you can. Even if it's a couple extra bucks in your pocket a month, you need to be able to afford to do what you want to do. If you say, you know what, I want to be able to afford to buy chocolate-covered donuts twice a week, but I can't afford it, I want to help you change that, even at a small level like that. Okay?
Yep.
So go to impactmyhealthshare.com. And that's where we're really, really, really going to be stepping up the effort. I'm going to be doing Zoom calls, all right? I suggest you schedule Zoom calls for next week and become my guinea pig because I'm going to be doing presentations. I've got the PowerPoint presentation. You guys are going to learn about how to become an affiliate or a customer. You know, you might just want to be a customer of Impact HealthShare and learn more. You might want to learn about what QUX is going to be doing here with
very
in a
exciting.
Big way. It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
It is.
I'll be meeting with the CEO of QUX, as well as Gavin, the inventor of QUX. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Deb?
All right.
I love you very much.
Yeah, love you too.
And I love our audience.
Yep.
And I'm going to miss you guys. And that's all we got time for. All right, here's your marching orders. Number one, go to impactbyhealthshare.com, request a quote, or request to become an affiliate, right? Take action. Those are the people I'm going to be spending all of my time with. Okay? So get on that list. That's my list, by the way. I'm going to be inviting you to calls. Get over to Locals. Follow me. If you would.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
Sign up for monthly autoship and get a big discount. Visit pete.bellagraceglobal.com today. That's pete.bellagraceglobal.com today.